T.J. Miller is by no means a one-dimensional talent. Kids might know his voice from the movies How to Train Your Dragon and Big Hero 6. Adults may know his stand-up comedy or recognize him as the arrogant tech entrepreneur in the HBO series Silicon Valley. Now, Miller is featured in the new R-rated comic book movie Deadpool. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
As a comedian, T.J. Miller is always adapting to the room when he does his stand-up, to the character, or to the microphone.
And then sometimes I'll get a little bit louder like this, because louder is funnier, and it's one of my only crutches that I can really lean on. And then other times I'll sort of do my NPR voice. You know, I'm going to kind of talk in a way that's soothing, but also informative and non-biased.
Know the situation, know the character. T.J. Miller digs deep. Take Fred, the hippie school mascot in Big Hero 6.
He's just a really likable, laid-back guy who's got a really warm heart.
Welcome to Mi Casa. That's French for front door.
I am very similar to Fred, and I also, I think I change my underwear more often, hopefully.
Fred is proud of how he conserves his underwear.
One pair lasts me 4 days. I go front, I go back, I go inside out, then I go front and back.
Wow, that is both disgusting and awesome.
Don't encourage him.
It's called recycling.
T.J. Miller's character in HBO's Silicon Valley is nothing like Fred.
He is an obnoxious, abrasive, totally unself-aware blowhard.
Slovenly, with shaggy curly hair, Ehrlich Bachman is ridiculously full of himself. He's constantly berating his housemates, like the time there were only wide spoons left in the drawer when he wanted to eat his yogurt.
I specifically posted a note on the refrigerator saying that the more narrow spoons be reserved for the eating of Faya yogurt by me.
T.J. Miller admits there is some of him in Bachman.
He is just sort of, unfortunately for me, kind of a magnification of certain aspects of my personality mixed in with a couple of fictional things. But we are in line with each other sort of as nihilists. It's kind of, Ehrlich really believes that you got to be a real a-hole to make it in this world. And he thinks you should tell it like it is. There's no reason to sugarcoat stuff. And why not have an incredibly high opinion of yourself? Because it doesn't, everybody's opinion, including yours, doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter.
Silicon Valley co-creator Mike Judge says T.J. Miller uses all of his comedy chops, improv, physicality, to make Bachman likable, even when he's saying something crass.
There's this odd kind of vulnerability to T.J.'s face and his expressions when he's saying these things sometimes that make it kind of innocent.
He was that typical classical class clown, scared a lot of the teachers to death.
Melody Duggan was T.J. Miller's drama teacher at East High School in Denver, his hometown.
He understands the frailty and silliness of the human condition, and I think that's really where he comes from, better than any kid I've ever had.
Duggan included stand-up in her curriculum. She says Miller was a natural. She knew he would do comedy full-time someday. Miller says she made him stretch.
She was casting me in musicals, and she made me do Oedipus Rex. And she said, you have to learn everything.
He studied circus arts and Shakespearean clowns. He was in Second City Chicago's touring company. There was a time before all that when Miller thought of becoming a psychologist like his mother. But he figured making people laugh was more important than ever.
We're surrounded by poverty, tragedy, sickness. It's really a tough thing. It's a tough run. You know, you're born and then you have a tough run and then you die. But so to do comedy, you can lift people out of that for that amount of time. And it's sort of this ephemeral escapism that I think is so vital to modern life.
On stage at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal last year, that laugh got T.J. Miller's attention.
He's got it right, the ho, 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 ho. That's exactly right. And I'm not making fun of your laugh. I would never make fun of your laugh.
Miller improvised.
Have any of you had someone make fun of your laugh? A friend? Make fun of the way you laugh? Is anyone? You know, that's basically your friend saying, hey, you know that sound that you make when you're happy and joyful? And the tragedy that permeates our everyday life is momentarily abated for an ephemeral escapism? Yeah, you sound stupid.
T.J. Miller adds to the comic relief in the new movie Deadpool. Warning, it's nothing like those children's movies, but just as funny. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.